The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Breaking news here on NFL Live. Adam Schefter just one day away from the date that Aaron Rodgers is supposed to report to camp. News coming down just moments ago. What more can you tell us?
Laura, the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers are on the verge of an agreement that's not done yet, that should be done shortly here, that will give Aaron Rodgers enough concessions to bring him back to Green Bay for at least one more season. Now, those concessions will have nothing to do with added money, which is yet further proof that Aaron Rodgers was not seeking the type of new contract that the Packers offered when they offered to make him the highest paid player in all of sports other than Lionel Messi, and he turned down that deal. This is about the way things are run. This is about structure. This is about creating a path for Aaron Rodgers to leave Green Bay potentially after this season. The Packers have voided the 2023 season on Aaron Rodgers' deal, which was the last year in his contract. And they've also agreed to promise to review his situation after this year. So if Aaron Rodgers still wants a trade after this year, he can get it. The two sides will sit down and review that after this season. So this agreement, if and when it is finalized, and Aaron Rodgers still is in California as we speak, awaiting final approval, if it gets done at that point in time, then Aaron Rodgers would be set up to play one more season in Green Bay. The Packers would get to hold off on keeping Jordan Love there. Now, for all the people who say this was obvious and this was expected all along, let me tell you that as of last week, Aaron Rodgers' plan was not to show up to training camp and to not play this season. And the talks intensified over the weekend to the point where they offered, the Packers did, enough in the way of concessions to get Aaron Rodgers to change his stance. The stance was no go. That was the plan. And the plan changed, as it sometimes can, when training camp approaches. And now they are trying to finalize this agreement that will give Aaron Rodgers more control over his future, that will allow him some say there, that will allow him to come back to Green Bay, which is what the Packers wanted, which I think deep down inside with is what Aaron Rodgers was comfortable with, but not under the existing terms of the way it existed. And that's why these conversations went on all offseason. And that's why Aaron Rodgers' agent, Dave Dunn, was in Green Bay last weekend to try to come to an agreement that they could not figure out, and why the talks continued all week, and why late last week Rodgers thought he was not coming in. And over the last 24 hours, there was the shift that looks like it's going to result in this deal that will bring Aaron Rodgers probably back to Green Bay.
Adam, you were the one who broke the news at the draft that Aaron Rodgers was not happy in Green Bay. You've been so close to all of this all along. From the Packers' standpoint, you could understand why they would say, well, we don't want you to just play one more year. We want to see how long we can stretch this thing out, if that's what's best for both sides. But did this really come down to, if this deal is done, Aaron Rodgers just wanting to play one more year with the Packers? That's what he wanted this whole time?
No, I don't think that's it, Laura. I think that he wanted more control over it. And when you look at the concessions that were given to him in this deal, again, the last year of the deal knocked off the table, the idea that the Packers will sit down with him after this year to review that contract and consider a trade at that time, put on the table. And again, these are a part of the agreements that Aaron Rodgers made with the Green Bay Packers. I think there are other things that would have made him more comfortable, and I think he would have liked even more concessions made. But the concessions were not about money. They were real, and Green Bay recognized that it wasn't going to have its quarterback unless it adjusted some of these concessions, which it was able to do over the last 24 to 48 hours. And again, we'll wait to see that they finalize this agreement, but that is the situation that they are now working on, with Aaron Rodgers expected back once this agreement is done, with Aaron Rodgers probably playing his last season in Green Bay, and with him setting up a clear and natural path to his departure that everybody can prepare for. Because after the season, I think Green Bay will have another year of seasoning Jordan Love. Maybe it trades Aaron Rodgers. It will have some say over where it does and doesn't trade him to. And if nothing changes in Green Bay, then Aaron Rodgers can get traded after this year. But again, maybe they will change enough and make him fall in love again enough to want to stay. That's the opportunity that the organization looks like it could have here coming up in the months and season to come.
Yeah, Adam, buying time on both sides either way. Aaron Rodgers has said his future is a beautiful mystery. Maybe now with a little more control, even if it's not as much as he wanted, it's a little less of a mystery. We'll see if it's still beautiful. Let's welcome in the other people on the show today. We've got Mina Kimes and Louis Riddick, as well as Adam, for the entire hour. So keep it locked right here. All the latest on this Aaron Rodgers and this breaking news out of Green Bay. Mina, the thing that you think about as you hear what Adam is telling us is, what does that mean going forward, even after this year? Is Aaron Rodgers sitting there saying, I'm going to wait and look at the landscape at that point of the NFL and see if there's a better place that I could end up going? Maybe my options will be greater. What is your initial reaction to hearing this breaking news?
Well, like everyone, I've been sort of listening to Adam as the details have been trickling in, and my opinion has been changing as we've learned more information. When he first said, you know, 1 year, Rodgers could be gone, I was thinking, wow, that's bad for Green Bay, because not only, you know, does he get the concession he wanted, which is he gets to leave and immediately instead of having those final 2 years in Green Bay, but what will they get out of it? You know, even a comp pick? Now hearing that the year that's being voided is 2 years out and the agreement in place is that he has the option to request a trade after this season, and Green Bay would have to agree to it, if I'm hearing Adam correctly, I actually think that's a pretty good outcome for the team, because either you win the championship this year, and I'm guessing he stays because everybody's happy, or you have a valuable trade asset, and you get that one final season with him, and you can trade him, and it's not like you didn't get anything out of it, because I guarantee you, in 1 year, some football team is going to give up a lot for Aaron Rodgers, and then you can transition to your rookie. To me, that's actually a pretty decent result for Green Bay, especially considering all of the drama this offseason.
Yeah, it sounds like really Green Bay, yeah, I think concession is the right word. They've conceded 1 year to him. They still have the right to trade him in 2022, or they have the right to go ahead and say, hey, you know what? We think it's best based on what we've seen from Jordan Love through training camp, through practices during the regular season, and through your play, Aaron, during the 2021 season, we think it's best that we keep you here. And hopefully you feel good about the things that you're doing, so then we still get what we want. So really, you know, Green Bay knocked off a year. They're almost like just delaying this decision. They're pushing it down to year one, you know, down the road, pushing this decision down the road for one season, and still set themselves up to say, hey, look, either we could trade this guy away for a bounty of picks, or we win anyway because he plays even better than he did in 2020, and everybody's happy, and potentially we're winning a championship. It's an interesting deal. I think it's the best that they could possibly do right now as far as getting what they need right now on the team side, while at the same time basically still holding the cards in their favor and going forward in 2022. For Aaron, hopefully after this 1 year, if again things remain kind of the same in his mind as far as I still think it's best for me to move on based off of all the things that I've alluded to as far as the relationships not being what I want, I still think it's best for me to move on. I'm sure he's banking on the fact that they will honor that if that, in fact, still is the case come January or February of 2022. I guess now we don't have to talk about it anymore. And we can just sit and wait and see what happens after the season, right?
Lou is cheering silently. You don't see him cheering. Mina praising the higher powers. Okay, Adam, the thing is, though, this entire time, as you've said, it hasn't been about money for Aaron Rodgers. It mm-hmm. maybe has been about control. It's been about him wanting more out of all of this. And now, as we inch closer toward that report date to tomorrow, you said that this is potentially imminent, that this deal gets done. What more can you share about the timeline that we're working with here? You think he shows up tomorrow at camp?
Yes, based on the conversations that have occurred throughout today and yesterday, I think they will wrap up this agreement. Again, there are various people in Green Bay. There are really four primary people that I think have to sign off on this. You've got Mark Murphy, the president. You've got Ed Policy. You've got Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, and even Matt LaFleur, the head coach. So I think all four parties have to be in agreement here to get Rodgers back. And I think that they're going over that right now. But who doesn't want Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay right now? And so what this does, Laura, is you'll remember in the summer before Tom Brady's season, last season, the Patriots set up a deal that allowed him to void the deal that essentially created a path for Tom Brady to leave New England after that year. And a lot of people didn't think it was real or that it would happen at the time, but it did. And it's not as crystal clear where there's a void for Aaron Rodgers yet after this season that he could just black and white do that. But that's what this agreement sets up. It sets up a path for Aaron Rodgers to leave after this season if that's what he wants, if he doesn't see any change, if he doesn't see improvements in the culture and the people that he's referred to when he's talked to Kennedy Mayne on SportsCenter this offseason and what people have talked about throughout the course of the offseason. And I want to go back and reiterate this. Again, Green Bay did a very smart thing because there were other teams that would have been interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers despite the Packers saying, we will not trade him. It would have been a situation that would have hung over the franchise throughout the course of the summer. It would have been an enormous distraction not having Aaron Rodgers there. And I can't tell you how close it was to happening and how much Green Bay's change of tune over the course of the last weekend influenced the events and allowed Aaron Rodgers to give in to the concessions that will bring him back to Green Bay and allow for as peaceful a summer as the Packers can have, as productive a season as the Packers can have, as both sides prepare for the eventual possibility that this could be Aaron Rodgers' last season in Green Bay.
You know what, Adam? The question I would have, though, is this then. You know, over the next 4 to 6 months, what exactly is it that Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy, what could they do that would signify in Aaron's mind a significant tangible change in terms of the culture that would cause him to go in 2022? Yeah, you know what? Maybe things are different, and maybe I will stay here yet another year. Because really, at this point in time, once training camp starts, I mean, a GM's role shifts from really roster management and, you know, instead of roster construction. So is there something in the works? Is there somebody going to be added to this football team? Does Aaron have some, you know, some kind of ideas about what he wants to see have done as far as players being added to this team, the way players were treated in the past? Is there some kind of conversation they need to have? What are those things that he would be looking for from a cultural improvement perspective?
Yes, well, let me say this, Lou. In the past, I think the Packers have gone to Aaron Rodgers and said, we want your input into some personnel decisions that we make. We're going to include you on some key personnel decisions that you make, only to not do that and not follow up and not include him. And I think now, going forward, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is going to be included and consulted. And they're going to do things, I think, to try to make him happy. People have brought up the Jake Kumerow example, where the Packers released a player that Aaron Rodgers liked to throw the football to and trusted. And I'm not telling you that that's why he felt all the anger and disappointment that he did, but that was symptomatic of what he experienced. And so I think those are the kinds of things that in this potentially last season in Green Bay that the Packers will look to avoid if they're hoping to improve the relationship with Aaron Rodgers. And yes, will they add a player or two that Aaron might like? I could see that happening. Absolutely. So we'll see how that unfolds here in the coming days and weeks as well.
Keep an eye out for that. You know, the other thing, guys, it's been well documented that they've drafted defensive player after defensive player after defensive player without getting the offensive help that Aaron Rodgers had asked for. And then, of course, also drafted his replacement in Jordan Love. Now, you could still look at their roster and say that the Packers have built a nice offense around him. Let's talk a little bit more about the management and what today has been for them. Team President Mark Murphy spoke earlier before Adam's breaking news. This is what he had to say.
No, I don't. No, I think fans are frustrated with the situation. I think it's kind of a pox on both houses, us and Aaron. But you know, I think we've been in constant communication. It's obviously months, and you know, I'm hopeful that we'll have it all resolved. I do think our fans are split. I think there's a lot of them that are just, they want it resolved, and I don't know if they're against the Packers or against Aaron. They want to see it resolved, and I know people know how good a player Aaron is, but I do think sometimes in these situations it's easy to forget, you know, what he's done. You know, and I mentioned obviously the Super Bowl and you know, the three MVPs, but you know, Aaron's, you know, I mean, he's played a lot through a lot of things, a lot of injuries, and has really developed into a great leader as well.
With the knowledge now of the news that Adam Schefter broke just a few minutes ago, it's interesting to think about all of them up at that press conference today. Packers reporter Rob Domofsky was there. What more can you add, Rob, on the side of the management as they look at all of this and the situation, knowing that Aaron Rodgers is due to report tomorrow to camp?
Yeah, Laura, this day started with the Packers shareholders meeting. That's an annual event for people who, quote unquote, own a piece of this team. As you know, it's a publicly owned team. It's a private event for shareholders. It's in the stadium here at Lambeau Field. And both Mark Murphy and general manager Brian Gutekunst gave their annual state of the team addresses, in which they spoke optimistically about Rodgers and his future here. Now, of course, we had heard that all offseason, but maybe what they were saying had a lot more meat behind it, because they knew obviously what Adam has just reported, that there was something significant in the works. But they really didn't give any indication, both to the shareholders and in those clips that you played today, Laura, about that any deal was imminent. There were all sorts of scenarios that Mark Murphy was asked about. What if he doesn't show up tomorrow and the reporting day? What if he doesn't play week one? And Murphy said, I'm not going to deal with any of those hypotheticals. Now, he wouldn't deal with those ordinarily, but he probably wasn't going to deal with them because he knew there was a pretty good chance that things were going to get worked out, as Adam's fine reporting has now told us.
Yeah, Rob, as you were talking there, Adam was smiling and shaking his head. We were going to go to him for a second, but then he got on the phone with somebody. So we didn't do that. But on the other side of the break, we'll find out exactly what Adam Schefter is talking about on the phone, if he could report it. Hey, did you see this on Friday? Both Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams posted this image on their IG stories. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Of course, it's The Last Dance. It makes a lot more sense now. Maybe they're running it back just one more year. More on Aaron Rodgers and the situation with the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers may report tomorrow. We've got all the latest right here on NFL Live.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Glad you're with us here on NFL Live. These photos were on Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams' Instagram story. That photo on the right of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen talking about The Last Dance. This on Friday, of course. Now the news coming out that Aaron Rodgers may, after all, end up reporting to camp. Breaking news here by Adam Schefter about that as it relates to Aaron Rodgers. And Adam, there's more relating to Devontae Adams. What can you tell us?
Well, Laura, of course, when there is news about Aaron Rodgers, it sets into motion a whole chain of events that will impact this team going forward for this and future seasons. And Devontae Adams, the star wide receiver of the Packers, have struggled to reach a long-term deal with this offseason, in part because there was uncertainty surrounding Aaron Rodgers. Now is open to listening to any contract discussions that the team would like to have. And keep in mind that Aaron Rodgers' new situation, his new deal, even though it's not a new deal, will create more cap room for the Packers this year. So the Packers can allocate that cap room once this agreement is finalized any which way they want. You would figure that one of the ways they would want to do it would be to lock up arguably the best wide receiver in the game, who obviously was pessimistic about his chances of getting a deal done, in part because of the uncertainty that existed surrounding Aaron Rodgers. But now that Aaron Rodgers is on the brink of an agreement that would bring him back to Green Bay, that would include multiple concessions in that agreement, that would pave the way for Devontae Adams to be willing to listen to what Green Bay has to say now that its star quarterback looks like he's headed back to Green Bay tomorrow.
Yeah, again, as Adam broke this news just a little while ago, once finalized, if this agreement happens, could also set up Aaron Rodgers' eventual departure next season, potentially from Green Bay, if that's what he ends up wanting to do. Mina Kimes and Lewis Riddick here as well. And, you know, Lewis, as you hear all of this, it makes sense, right? It's a domino effect. Once Aaron Rodgers is shored up, everybody else can feel comfortable about where they are. But ultimately, this comes down to trying to secure everything for 1 year, right? I mean, if we're being realistic about this, where do you see this Packers team, if everybody's back like this, where do you see them ending up? Do they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, look, I mean, they were right there last year, Laura. I mean, they were right there as far as being in contention to go ahead and be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl. You know, maybe you put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hands. They do win the NFC Championship game, you know, late in the game, and they do represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. So there's, look, this is a legit football team with him. I think Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, they know what their fortunes were going to be if he was not there. So it was in everyone's best interest to try and get him back. Now, the trickle-down effect of him coming back as these concessions start to leak out about exactly what it is that, you know, that they gave Aaron, I would assume there's going to be some positive ramifications for a lot of players, starting with a guy like Davante Adams. Davante Adams is going to wind up getting paid. Just watch. He's going to wind up getting a massive, massive contract. And I would assume that somewhere along the line, when you're talking about concessions, and this is why, Laura, this is why I asked Adam this question, there has to be something in the works other than the fact that he could possibly hit the market next year and or go to a team of his choosing if they decide to trade him. There has to be something else in the interim that he says, okay, this is what will make me happy over the next 4 to 6 months. Something's going on here. I think that, you know, the Davante Adams contract cannot be the only thing that all of a sudden now is back on the table. Somebody else is coming to this football team, or something is going to change in a very tangible way to make it look like it's not just the same old thing that we're going to do like we did in previous years. Something else is coming.
Yeah, Adam, we're waiting on these other players potentially that Aaron Rodgers wants to surround himself with, right?
Well, again, I hate to keep going back to Tom Brady, but look what happened when Tom Brady went to Tampa, right? There was Rob Gronkowski. There was Leonard Fournette. There was all of a sudden this influx of players that had some connection to Tom Brady or who Tom Brady wanted on that roster. And I would be a little surprised if something similar didn't unfold in Green Bay now. I think
Bingo.
The Packers know Bingo. How perilous this relationship was. And I think that they're going to try to cater to the reigning NFL MVP to make sure that he's happy going forward in Green Bay. Because, again, one of the concessions is that the two sides will sit down after the season, review the situation, and if Rodgers wants to be traded at that point, the team will acquiesce to his wishes. So they essentially are given one season to try to make this all up to Aaron Rodgers, who I can tell you has not been thrilled with the organization, the culture, the people, whatever it may be. This, I think, is a reprieve that some people as recently as the end of last week did not think was coming. But it has. It's come around to the credit of the Packers and their officials, who are able to figure out a way to make enough promises to Aaron Rodgers to bring him back to Green Bay for at least one more season to help try to convince him so that he doesn't sit down after the season and say, guys, I'm done in Green Bay. It was a great 17 years. I'm moving on. And this continues the streak of NFL MVPs where there's never been one who didn't return to play for his team the next season unless he retired. We saw Norm Van Brocklin retire in 1960, Jim Brown in 65, but there's never been an MVP who didn't return to play in the NFL the next season for that team. And we also now are about to see a first for a Packers quarterback. Bart Starr played 16 seasons. Brett Favre played 16 seasons in Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers now will be the longest tenured quarterback in Green Bay Packers history when this agreement gets done and brings him back for another year.
Well, it's also a reprieve for us, because now instead of trying to read the tea leaves in his Instagram posts and subtweets, we get to actually look at this Packers roster, and it's a very good one. You know, we spent so much time after the draft talking about Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he was going to return, and we didn't get to talk about the other Rodgers, the one they actually drafted, Amari, who I think is a fantastic fit on an offense that was one of the best in the NFL last year in terms of efficiency. Did lose a few pieces on that offensive line, but you know, they get to bring pretty much everyone else back. Another year of development for Robert Tonyan. I don't know if there's a Gronkowski-like figure waiting in the wings, like Jordy Nelson's not walking through that door, but my personal belief is they don't need more skill players. I think this is a fantastic group. And as far as Devontae Adams goes, you know, this is – the Rodgers thing wasn't about money. This is about money. And it's going to be tricky for them to get it done because this is a team that's very capped out. They're 32nd in cap space next year. And DeAndre Hopkins blew the wide receiver contract market open with his extension. So the Pack's going to have to come to some sort of agreement with him. But this is why I don't think it's going to be like the Last Dance, because I think Devontae Adams – who I believe is the best wide receiver in the NFL, is going to be a Green Bay Packer for the long term, regardless of, you know, whether Aaron Rodgers leaves after this year or not.
Lewis brought up, too, Mina, that he believes that Devontae Adams would get paid. He's deserving of that, right, Lou?
Yeah.
If they can figure something out that would give him that type of contract, where do you have him ranked when it comes to your wide receivers in this league right now?
Yeah, I mean, Laura, let's just put it, look at it objectively like this. Over the past four seasons, since 2017, 17, 18, 19, 20, Devontae is number one in receiving touchdowns among wide receivers in the NFL. And he's top five in receptions. So this is a guy who, I mean, he can get it done however you want him to get it done. And he's 28 years old. He can do whatever you need him to do, play all three positions, the X, the Z, the E, which I call, that's the slot position. He can do it all. He can absolutely do all of that. And right now, he's woefully underpaid on an average per year basis. I mean, he's right at about 14 and a half. Devontae's up there at, I mean, DeAndre's up there at 27. Mm. He's got a lot of room to make up in between there. A lot of room. It's like, let's just start at like 23 per year and go up from there. So he's got a lot of room. And, you know, this is the last thing I just wanted to say about this addition as far as who could they bring to this roster. I don't think, Mina, necessarily it has to be someone who tangibly affects this roster. This is about culture for Aaron. He wants people around him that he trusts, that he thinks deserve to be treated the right way.
Yeah.
I could just see that kind of thing happening. That's just my opinion.
I agree.
But I think that's the kind of thing you're going to see start rolling out here in Green Bay.
Some of the best TV in the world is watching Adam Schefter take calls as news is breaking all over the NFL. I'm going to give him one more second here, see if he can get back in. It sounds like he may have gotten on a call. If that is the case, we will not go to him now. But if not... one more second. Adam? No? All right. He's not available. But when he is, we'll come back and give you a little more on exactly what the Packers get in all of this. If this deal is finalized on their side, the concessions on both ends, but specifically for the Packers, because it's really interesting when you think about what this team could look like going forward. And some of these guys that may end up with long-term deals, but doing it for the short term, seeing if they can run this thing back and potentially get further than the NFC Championship. Mina, when you think about Aaron Rodgers and some of the things that may be required to keep him around, we talked through a little bit of that earlier, and Lewis asked a great question to Adam Schefter. What do you think would be enough? You've interviewed him before. You know him. You know how he is.
Yeah.
What's going to work for him? What's going to make him happy?
First of all, I'll say I think he is as much of a mystery to me as apparently life is to him. But I'll throw this out. When we look at this team and the lack of success they've had, first of all, I should say, clearly the thing that he's not happy with is culture. As Lewis has said, as Adam said, it's about the relationships, decision-making, communication. But just from a football standpoint, if you look at this Green Bay team and ask why have they not made the Super Bowl in recent years despite having this MVP quarterback, you got to look to the defense. Like, we spent so much time talking about the weapons around him on offense when the offense has been spectacular last year, and the defense has fallen short in big moments. A big part of the reason why they brought in a new defensive coordinator, Joe Barry. They spent that first draft pick on a cornerback. We'll see if he can take Kevin King's job. But that's been the unit that has fallen apart in key games, whether it's giving up 800 yards to San Francisco on the ground or Kevin King, you know, the cornerback opposite Jair Alexander, struggling down the stretch. The defense has to come through in those big moments. It's not just Aaron Rodgers.
All right, again, breaking news here on NFL Live today from Adam Schefter. It seems like after all of this, maybe Aaron Rodgers will, in fact, report to camp tomorrow. Could they put it together for a Last Dance-type team? We'll find out.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Breaking news here on NFL Live from Adam Schefter. According to Adam, the Packers are making concessions to Aaron Rodgers that could set up one more season in Green Bay and potentially set him up to report tomorrow to camp. All the latest on that, as well as Davante Adams potentially being more open to a deal now as a result of all this. Adam Schefter will be back with us soon, so stay tuned. Keep it locked right here for all of that. Hey, it's also Madden Ratings Reveal Week here on ESPN. All week long, we'll be unveiling the coveted player ratings in the popular video game Madden NFL 22. Every day right here on NFL Live, we'll reveal the top 10 players in a different position group to kick off the week. We're breaking down the top 10 wide receivers, a couple of them right there. DeAndre Hopkins, 98, and then Davante Adams, who I was just talking about, at a 99. But with Mina and Lewis, let's run through a couple of these top 10 guys to get everybody up to date on who you should be looking out for. The top 10 highest-rated wide receivers in Madden 22 look like this. Number 10 would be Allen Robinson at 90 overall. Mina, what you got on Robinson?
Man, Allen Robinson really deserves better quarterback play than he's gotten. The dude has it all. Truex, incredible hands, as you're seeing right there. He's a 50-50 catch machine. Let's hope Justin Fields is the guy we want him to be, or that Bears fans want him to be, so that Allen Robinson gets his due.
Lewis, Mike Evans, 91 overall.
Yeah, it's too low. It's too low as far as wide receivers are concerned, Laura. This is a man who is just a big play waiting to happen as far as his yards per catch. He's a first down producing machine. He's a third down monster, a red zone monster. He's as good as they come.
Mina, Amari Cooper, number 8, Madden ratings for receivers, 92 overall.
Yeah, Amari gets a little bit overlooked sometimes. He's in a crowded wide receiver group in Dallas, but he's the best route runner in the bunch. Makes sense to me that he's ranked there.
Keenan Allen, the 7th on this list, 93 overall, Lou.
Yeah, this is one of those guys, again, but Laura, he just does not get enough credit for how versatile and how dependable he is. Justin Herbert, he's his best friend, and Keenan's been a good player for a long, long time.
Mina, Michael Thomas with a 94.
Oh, hopefully we get to see him play soon. Guy is known for, obviously, his work in the short and intermediate part of the field, but he can be so much more. Let's see if he gets that opportunity.
Madden 22 ratings here for receivers, 95 overall, Julio.
Look, I love Julio as much as the next person. I think him and A.J. Brown are just going to be unbearable when Tennessee decides to cut it loose in 2021. Look, I think Mike Evans still deserves to be a little bit higher than even Julio, but Julio's one of the best of all time.
Wow, Stephon Diggs, 97 overall, Mina.
Love it. Boy, you saw the effect he had on this Bills offense. You cannot play man against Stephon Diggs. Just one cut and you are dead.
Number 3, Tyreek Hill, 98 overall, Lou.
Scariest offensive weapon in the entire National Football League because of one reason, speed. He only got a 99 for speed. How did he not get 100? I heard him talking about the fact that at one point in time they gave Devin Hester 100 for speed, and Tyreek said, I'm faster than him.
Hey, we got to talk to the adjusters on that one. Number 2, DeAndre Hopkins, 98, Mina.
You know, Nuke's got the best hands of any receiver in the league, and that's why he was a 99 last year. I want to see him used even more creatively in this offense, but he belongs.
Lou, part of the 99 club this year, Davante Adams, the number one receiver in Madden 22.
Yeah, he's probably going to, and he might soon be the number one paid wide receiver
there
in the NFL.
Go.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, Madden. Devontae's been good for a long time.
Hey, more on our Aaron Rodgers and Packers breaking news a little later, but how about this from the Patriots? The Boston Renegades, the premier women's tackle football team in New England, 3-time D1 champs of the Women's Football Alliance. Patriots owner Robert Kraft heard they needed a plane to get to the national championship in Canton, Ohio, and he offered them his. Listen to this.
We'd like the privilege of flying you on our Patriot team plane.
Are you serious?
And since that's how we won our 6th, we'd like to take you there. And if you win, we'll wait and bring you back.
What?
Wow.
Not if, Mr. Kraft, when you win. Thank you.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, yes.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah, well, when they did win, the plane did bring them back. Congratulations to the Boston Renegades. They end up winning the championship. I would say the plane's good luck, but I kind of think they didn't need it. Really cool stuff by the Patriots and Robert Kraft right there.
What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Try Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. They have over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/tackle. Get 60% off at babbel.com/tackle. Spelled BABBEL.com/tackle. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back on NFL Live with this developing story. This from our ESPN investigative reporter, John Barr. He tweets, 10 women have filed complaints with Houston police against Deshaun Watson. According to Watson's attorney, Rusty Hardin, 8 of those women are suing Watson, but 2 of the women are not part of any civil lawsuits, Hardin said. And the latest story there on John Barr's tweets, we will give you more as soon as we have it, but wanted to make sure you're updated on that. Breaking news as well today with Adam Schefter. Just a little before 4 p.m. Eastern, coming out with the latest on Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, of course, has been such a story for the last few months, ever since the breaking news at the draft, where we found out that he was not happy with the Packers. But now, maybe things are changing. It's amazing how quickly that can happen sometimes. Even as recently as a week ago, Adam reporting that things were not looking positive for these two sides to meet in any sort of agreement. Let's bring Adam back in here. And Adam, just remind us of all the logistics here, what's required to make these next steps as we're nearing the date that Aaron Rodgers has to report to camp, which is tomorrow.
Well, Laura, they will both have to officially agree to the new deal, and Aaron Rodgers will have to sign a new contract that would void the current last year of the deal, 2023. Now, they can't put into writing that they'll promise to trade him after this season, but I think there is an understanding between both sides, and the Packers still have to sign off on this, which, again, could always prevent a deal from going through. But there's no reason for Green Bay not to agree to this, because these are the types of concessions that always made sense, that always were going to be the ones in the end that were able to get Aaron Rodgers in. But as long as they agree to hear him out and promise to trade him if he's still not happy, and they agree to do that when they talk to him, then yes, this deal is going to get agreed to. It's going to get signed. There would be a new contract that's signed that would lop off that last year, that would create more cap room for Green Bay against the cap this year, so Green Bay could go and spend more money to try to help Aaron Rodgers win. Again, it sounds a little similar to the Tom Brady model, where his deal voided, he got more cap room, got more say into personnel, some of the things that Tom Brady executed in his final season in New England and his first season in Tampa Bay. And so Aaron Rodgers was not looking for the money, because the Packers offered a contract that would have been the richest contract in all of sports other than the one given to Lionel Messi, and Aaron Rodgers didn't take that deal. That's not what he was looking for, the money. He was looking to improve the environment around him. He was looking to be a little bit empowered over some of the personnel decisions, and most important, the ability to leave there after this season if that's what he wants and he doesn't see changes. And so that is the situation. By taking off the last year of the deal, by leaving 2 years on the deal after this season, the Packers will either have to trade him or give him a huge new extension to keep him in Green Bay.
You know, some wondered, Adam, if this would just be Aaron Rodgers stepping away from football. What this assures to me is it's nothing like that at all. In fact, it really shows his intensity toward winning and how badly he wants to win another Super Bowl, how badly he wants that opportunity to feel like he's got the players around him and the front office, the management behind him to do that. How close was this to not happening? Because you referenced that even a week ago, things weren't looking good.
Yeah, I think that about a week ago, if you had asked me, I would have said that he would not have been in camp. And I think that was the plan in his own mind. And I think he was looking to win and, of course, try to change some of the culture around him. And I think over time, we've seen the Packers say, you're going to be involved in personnel decisions, only to see that he's not. They prepared Jordan Love during the offseason in the event Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be there after skipping the offseason program and skipping the mandatory minicamp. But, again, assuming they could agree to these final conditions, Aaron Rodgers will be there for training camp in this season.
And once again, Jordan Love with another year without the playing time that he probably desperately needs. But that's a secondary piece of this story.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Breaking news here on NFL Live. Glad you're with us today. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, according to Adam Schefter, may be nearing a new-look deal that would allow Aaron Rodgers to feel more comfortable with reporting to the team. Of course, he would need to report tomorrow. That's when camp starts, but they actually don't practice until Wednesday. So the first time that you may see him at practice would be 10:10 a.m. Central on Wednesday. We'll keep you posted on that. Adam, what's the one reason why this new deal and the concessions in place will get done to where we would see Aaron Rodgers back with the Packers next season?
Well, Laura, let's still emphasize again that the Packers officials still have to sign off on their willingness to trade Aaron Rodgers if that's what he wants. And assuming that they do that, and why wouldn't they? Because it's the way to get him back to Green Bay for this upcoming season. That will mean that the biggest concession that Aaron Rodgers will have extracted from Green Bay is the freedom to play 2022 where he wants. Now, maybe that'll be Green Bay, where he hasn't been entirely happy, but the chances are maybe it won't. And so by agreeing to this reworked deal today that the Packers still have to sign off on, that Aaron Rodgers would have to sign if and when this agreement does get done, and it's close, that is the biggest thing that Aaron Rodgers will get. Not money, not more power, not more anything. The freedom to play where he wants in the 2022 season.
So, Mina, as you hear the concessions and you listen to how this whole thing has played out, you think about the fact that we've known this was such a standoff on both sides, right? And you're looking right now at just how good Aaron Rodgers was last season. Of course, he's the league MVP, and so much of the talk was maybe he proved him wrong. Maybe they didn't think that he had that in him when they drafted Jordan Love. Who won this, Mina?
I think this is as close as you're going to get to a win-win outcome. For Rodgers, really, the only leverage he had, the only leverage any player on a contract has, is holding out, which if he wasn't going to do that, he got what he wanted, which is, the second thing he wanted after being traded, which is having the option to leave after one season, similarly to what Brady ended up getting with New England. Of course, Aaron saw the outcome with Brady, like every other quarterback in the NFL, and he thought, I wanted that. Got a little bit closer to it. If you're a Packers fan today, I think you're feeling pretty good, because not only does Rodgers come back through that process, you're probably going to clear up some cap space, get a deal done with Devontae Adams, but also after this season, even if he leaves, you still have a tradable asset. You're still going to get some return for him, which again is better than him just retiring and walking out the door. So you get one more season at least with him in the prime of his career, and if it's over after this year, it's not that the deal is voiding, it's that they can trade him, which means you're probably going to get multiple picks in return. So I think from Green Bay's perspective, this is undoubtedly a good outcome.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, I think the best deals are the ones where each side leaves a little bit on the table, isn't totally 100% happy, but can live with the deal. For Aaron, knowing exactly what he was facing, which was an uphill battle in terms of trying to control his exit out of Green Bay, this is probably as close as he's going to get to controlling his exit out of Green Bay if, in fact, as Adam has alluded to, that's what he decides come January or February. For Green Bay, we get the kind of the best of both worlds. We get you for this year, just like we said we were gonna, because we don't have to do anything this year. We get to continue to benefit from this roster that we're putting together. Hopefully get past, you know, Tampa Bay or whoever it is that keeps us from getting to the Super Bowl. You know, all things falling in the right direction or falling the way we want. We win the Super Bowl. And then maybe you want to stay, maybe you don't. At that point, your trade value is not going to be any higher than it could possibly be if we won the Super Bowl and say you had another MVP season and you were a Super Bowl MVP. We could trade you for four number ones. Who knows? Three. You know how desperate teams get. Or you stay here. I think Green Bay made out pretty well. Aaron gets a little bit of what he wants towards his exit out of there.
Adam, it just doesn't feel like the news here is going away anytime soon. As we've alluded to throughout the show, maybe Aaron Rodgers is looking to add more pieces. I'm not asking you to report anything, but what can you add to that?
Well, again, I think he's going to have some say over personnel, and I think he's going to have some influence over players that the Packers might consider bringing in here this summer to help that final roster here this upcoming season. But again, the biggest thing that Aaron Rodgers gets today is he comes back for one more season with the ability to leave after this year if he doesn't like the way it's going, and the Packers get back the reigning NFL MVP, assuming they sign off on all these final concessions.
Again, tomorrow is the date that...
Do you have a name, Adam?
Right. Tomorrow's the date that Aaron Rodgers would need to report. We'll, of course, have all the latest for you tomorrow right here on NFL Live.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.